Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Busy, busy.
Oh, of course. This is the holiday season. We have many
Getting caught up in the festivities is part of the joy of the holiday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I know you're way ahead of me as usual. I know you. You probably have everything already like bought, packed, shipped.
No, I got the majority of it. There's still a couple more things I got to go out there and do, and I still haven't finished the fudge and that type of thing. And there's, you know, all the fun things to do for the holidays. I haven't started shopping for Christmas dinner or anything else like that. So.
Yes, well, I'm looking forward to it. And luckily, I've been spared here in Roanoke, Virginia, a terrible storm, which could have happened. So far, I'm doing okay. Unfortunately, my family I grew up with in Massachusetts has not fared as well.
Oh, my Lord. It is snowing up there.
Now, I guess they were supposed to get 14 to 16 inches. That's a lot of snow.
That is a lot of snow.
You know
I'm
what?
Glad
they
I live in
handle.
Florida.
They're used to it. They have real sand trucks and salt trucks that actually go out and do things. Here in Roanoke, everybody's like, what? This can't be happening here. Oh, it's so funny.
This year it's affecting people a lot more. My family that lives in Shasta Lake, California, they rarely ever, once every 6 or 7 years, get just a little bit of snow just to make it a little bit festive. And this year they've gotten 6 inches, and nobody in Shasta Lake knows what to do with 6 inches of snow. It's not melting. They just don't understand it's not melting. You know, because being next to Mount Shasta, you know, they always travel up the mountain to get to it. It's never that low. So it's kind of interesting this year how a lot of people across the United States are getting hit with more snow than what they ever have.
Wow. I tell you, last year there was 2 storms. We had 22 inches each storm.
Wow.
The year before, we had 2 storms. 22 inches each. It's kind of like a trend. So I'm expecting every time they give me this alert, I'm like, oh no, 22 inches of snow, please, no. It's kind of fun, you know, because it reminds me of my childhood, because I grew up in New England, you know. So in a way, it's kind of fun in that way, you know. I mean, I'm lucky I'm in a position where if I have to cancel clients, I can, and just do what needs to be done to secure my space. I feel bad for people that have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and dig their car out and drive somewhere and be on time and then try and get back.
Oh, Lord. You couldn't get me out in the snow and ice like it is. I wouldn't live through it. I am truly a warm weather girl. There's no question about that.
Oh, just because you were born and raised in California and lived most of your life in Florida? You may think that might have something to do with it?
Just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I know the privileges of warm weather.
Well, you've been able to create that and maintain it, you know, and God bless you. I love living in Florida. When I lived there, the summers are a bit ambitious for me because the heat, is just way too much. But the winter there, oh, it's like heaven.
Absolutely. You live in paradise here in the winter.
And everybody else is jealous. You call them up and you giggle and you laugh and you make them feel foolish because they have on their mufflers.
Oh, well, it's a fun thing to do. And, you know, it gets them to motivated to come down and visit sometimes.
Yes. Yes. Well, we have a full moon coming up.
Yes, we do, on Tuesday.
And it's pretty interesting because the sociability energy of this moon, I love the Gemini moon, full moon we have in December, right before Christmas, because a lot of times everybody that's been procrastinating writing out their Christmas cards or making their phone calls or making arrangements to have their Christmas party, it all gets done.
Absolutely. Things start moving.
I know, and I think people are starting to get more excited, more of that good Christmas spirit showing up. You know, Black Friday to me is always a little dangerous, but after that passes, it's like all of a sudden then people start to get a little bit more into the real, you know, spirit of the season a little bit more and all that and enjoy themselves because it's not all this pressure to get out there that one day that they're going to, you know, make a killing, you know? I would not sit in line at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm sorry, for a video game. I just not me.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I actually did a Black Friday thing here this year because I needed a new computer. And so I actually went out on Black Friday for the first time this year. And
wow.
I didn't go to Wally World or any of those. I actually went to Staples, and it was a Thursday evening thing. And it was actually quite civil comparatively to what other people tell me about Black Fridays, and that was enough for me, standing in line for an hour and having, you know, 30, 40 people around you waiting to get in. That was a little interesting, so a little overwhelming.
Wow. Well, a couple of other interesting things are happening this week. As you mentioned earlier when we were talking before we signed on to the show, Uranus goes direct. Hallelujah.
Yay.
Amen.
It's about time. Yay. It's about time. Yes. The same day. You know, and I really like it that it's at the same time. Well, not the exact minute, but the same day in the same genre as the full moon, because that really gives it a boost and really gives it a lift to really, because Aries is such a playful, fun energy, and you add Gemini to Aries, and you've got this, you know, zooming of energy. So I really think we're going to start to see people start to really take off and go forward with things that have been, you know, stopped in their way because of that Uranus retrograde. So I think there's going to be sudden changes for everybody around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been waiting for this for way too long. Now, I don't have any planets in Aries, which is a little sad. But I always get along great with Aries. Scorpio rising, I guess it's like this Mars agreement we have going on.
Absolutely. And you see that, the Scorpio-Aries kinship, even though they don't have a true kinship as far as how you have in your chart, but their kinship as far as how they affect each other in that Mars energy, just because they've reflected off of that same energy for a very long period of time, really gives a harmonious accent to it. If you notice, that's 8 degrees that is dead on my sun, so that is in dead opposition of my sun. It's what it's been sitting on. So
you're going to have a grand epiphany. You're going to have a grand epiphany.
It will be nice. I will find the freedom. That's the good part. So.
Well, yeah, the other interesting thing that's going on is that Venus is getting ready to retrograde in Capricorn on the 21st. And that's interesting to me because it's going to be doing this little dance with Jupiter in that opposition, okay, for the next 6 weeks. And I think that's going to bring up a lot of things about love and family and nurturing and shared responsibility and look at the foundation that you stand on, the security you desire, a lot of things. And we're going to be probably talking about that for the next few weeks because it's just a very interesting dynamic.
It is, and there, you know, homework, it affects many different dynamics on the larger picture and also on the smaller picture because it is both personal as well as group or outer planets. You have both an inner and an outer planet working with each other. And so it's affecting everybody on a personal basis, but it's also affecting the collective soul of everybody. So I think it's really neat that it does that. That I, you know, to me, this balance is trying to rebalance out the practicality and the foundation of the nurturing of this world. And really, that's what I think, you know, we're going to see is that people are going to start to have more of that nurturing ability and looking at a bigger picture because of it, of what truly love is and what love can do as a creation.
Totally agree. How profound. I'm glad we're recording this. We have a number of people on hold waiting for us to talk to them personally about what may be going on in their life. They might want a little bit of guidance and inspiration. Let's see, who's been on hold the longest?
Okay.
I like when people sign in before the show even starts. I'm like, wow, they really want to talk to us. How nice is that? Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi there, how are you?
Great, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I am a December 16, 1971.
And do you know what time you were born?
At 10:35 p.m.
Excellent. And what city were you born in?
Let me spell it for you. T
okay.
as in Thomas. E as in Edward. H as in home. U as in umbrella. A as in apple. C as in Charles, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, and the state is P as in Peter, U as in Umbrella, E as in Edward, B as in Boy, L as in Louis, A as in Apple, that is in Mexico.
Okay.
And you said 11:35 p.m.?
10:35 p.m. local time.
Ah, 10, okay.
And you had a question for us tonight?
Well, yes. I mean, I hope that you give me some hope, I guess. My question definitely has to do with career and with love. Both of them have been a horrible heartbreak, both of them. On career, mostly started in 2012. On love and relationship, it's a similar situation, just a come and go, but nothing that will stick. People that I actually met and I really like them, but, you know, for whatever reason, they don't end up staying around because they either have visa problems or they're just, I guess, something that I'm supposed to experience in a brief moment. But I guess I'm hoping that this new year will be different.
What city are you going to be in tomorrow for your birthday?
I am in San Jose, California.
San Jose, okay.
Ah, the plot thickens.
Because as Aphrodite will tell you, I love solar returns, and I really like seeing what effects it's going to have on you as far as what the year is going to bring to you. Your solar return puts like a stamp on for the year. It gives you an impression of what's going to be important and not so important to you this year. So, and I'm going to say, what are you doing for a living?
I have been working as an executive administrator, support, and a translator. That's what I've been doing for many years. Unfortunately, my job ended in 2012, on November 22nd, 2012, and it's just been a roller coaster.
Okay. Well, guess what? You have got not one, not two, but three guardian angels over your day-to-day work and your career this year. Okay. It's going to be interesting. I do feel that you're going to go back into the same field. I feel it's nurturing for you, and I do feel that the translation thing is a good thing for you, okay? But here again, I think that's shifting and changing this year. You've got too many things going to your advantage as far as your career is concerned and your day-to-day work is concerned, okay? And I do feel that it's more, this might be a home environment, so there might be a change in your environment for it. Just a hint and just to let you know, your career may change where you live, okay?
Okay.
So I don't think it'll be far, but I think that you may change homes because of it, as a result of it. Okay?
Yeah, no, for a great career, I will pack up. I'm a Sagittarius. I don't mind.
Yeah, you're a mover. You know, that's no problem with you. Yeah, it's a good thing. So, but this year, really, I can't stress enough how good this looks as far as your career is concerned this year. I really think that you've been held back, and there's a reason for that. There was a learning process that you had to go through. And this year, it says, okay, we're going to just send it to you, and here you go. And it's pretty destined, okay? So I think you're really going to enjoy the career part of it this year.
Awesome. I'm starting a new job, actually, on Tuesday, but it's just a contract position. Hopefully it will last, I don't know, or something, until something better comes up.
What will you be doing?
I'll be assisting, doing executive administration support for a large high-tech company, but it's just a contract position. Salary is not the greatest. But like I said, anything at this point, it's just been such an upheaval. 2013 has been really rough for me.
You'll be glad to see the new year come in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you have a lot of planets in Sagittarius in your chart, in your birth chart. And because of that, though, you usually do maintain that positive attitude, and you create a philosophy that helps you still keep going and keep moving forward, which I just wanted to acknowledge that for you. And the other thing I like is all your Sagittarian planets in San Jose, when I relocate you there, they're all in your fifth house, okay, which has to do with recreation and children and fun and maybe being more the host and less so much connected with an administrator as leading the pack, if you will. So I feel that what you're going to choose ultimately is going to be something that's much more recreationally oriented. And I think that your ability with language is going to serve you well. And I just think it's going to come to you in a very miraculous kind of way, and I feel it probably will come right to the new year. And the other thing I wanted to mention to you as far as men are concerned about relationships, see, you were born with your sun squaring Mars, okay? This makes it difficult sometimes because you always want to help somebody. And you can get involved with people who are not as positive as you are, who don't know how to hit the ground running. And what they do a lot of times is they slow you down, okay?
Yes.
And I think that this has to change. And this is why you didn't really want the change, because you tend to be the kind of person, you hang in there. Your Venus is in Capricorn. You're very responsible in your loving nature. But at the same time, I think this is a time when you really need to be with someone who is very different from you, and you don't have to take on all that responsibility this time.
Yes. That's why I'd rather have no relationship, because it's going to be the same as old, you know?
Absolutely. And I am going to say this about this next year for you, is that your south node is in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships for this year, okay? Which means you're readdressing old issues from the past and old relationships from the past. It is for your benefit to do this, because it's allowing you, which is a great thing to do, it's allowing you to say, no, that's not what I want. I don't want to be with that. I don't want to have that anymore. And it takes the burden off of you, which that Venus in Capricorn that you have natally just really makes it heavy for you, you know? And so it's great to get that relief off your shoulders. So it is opening up to a new avenue. It's just not going to open up as quickly as what you'd like.
Oh, okay.
But do be looking in January and early February for opportunity.
Absolutely.
I feel the opportunity will knock then, and you may take action more towards the close of March, but I still feel it's good, and it's going to be very good. It's going to make you feel as if now you understand why all this happened.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, it's the last serious relationship I had. It ended in 2010.
Well, again, it's a blessing in disguise, I'm sure, because, you know, you needed to be liberated. You have to understand that God only gives good things to his children. And so sometimes things don't work out for a very important reason, because you can't grow and fulfill your own destiny in that space. So things need to change. And you had to find yourself again, and you had to face trying to recreate a sense of security in your own way, which you've now done. And so now comes the good part in 2014.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Is there any marriage in my chart at all? I mean, would I ever get married? I've never been married, by the way.
Only to the right one.
Yes.
Okay. You have 28 degrees Aquarian rising. You have to marry your best friend or no one.
That is correct.
There has to be a lot of camaraderie and shared interests and shared being outside and shared travel, and those are all the things that you need. So look for what you really want, okay? You be the picker, not the picky.
That sounds great. I love that phrase. Is it on my chart at all?
I just feel a lot of good fortune is going to be coming to you once you get into a new position that you really enjoy, and you can feel a sense of security. I think it's going to open your heart up. You're going to start some new activities. So you're just going to naturally connect with someone. You know, your Saturn, your natal Saturn is a Gemini, so chances are you'll be involved with someone who also speaks at least two languages, okay?
Uh-huh.
Or they could be the kind of person that works on a computer and knows computer languages. But nonetheless, I feel they'll have that same sense of being able to translate to the people, to teach effectively. That's the kind of person I see you with.
That's great. I hope that person manifests in my life. It's been like I said, I meet people.
Well, and I'm going to give you a trick to that, because you do have the Pisces energy in your seventh house, and you have Mars in Pisces. And so the only action you can take, I'm not suggesting you go out to bars or do anything else like that. What I am suggesting is when you go to sleep in your dream time, especially this year for your solar return, it's a great time to do it, is to go, I want to see that one. I want to see that individual, okay? And put that out there. And you're probably not going to see them for a very long time. But here again, if you keep that routine up, they will come, because it's the energy you project that draws the individual in. It's not necessarily your actions that you take as far as any kind of physical action.
It's funny, because I have seen someone, but I saw him about 3 or 4 years ago, and then it kind of the energy dissipated. But there was somebody that keeps showing up in I don't quite see the face, but I see the physique. And
well, there
I just
you
see
go.
Somebody, yeah, and it's, when it comes to dreams, I have seen that person. Everybody's going to laugh when I say this, but it looks like Keanu Reeves. And
no, and when you physically see them, when you finally get that physical look is when they're going to be in your presence, okay? And that's the thing, and I've seen it so many times with the Mars and Pisces be successful, that utilizing that dream time draws that individual in. So that's the only kind of action you can take or anything that you can do. It's when you're ready for them, they will be there. And I've heard that before, that I've seen a shadow of someone in and out, you know, for years. And here again, it's just when you're ready and you say, okay, I'm ready for this one to come in, all of a sudden they come in. So, and this is a good year for that.
I see a hand, and I see a watch, and I see a dress shirt in white, and he's just giving me the hand, and we're looking at some form of horizon over the sea. But I never get to see the face. Yeah, and I have no clue what it means or if it's a past memory. I don't know, but there was a time that it was very predominant, and then that energy dissipated, and, you know, it's been years.
Okay, and here again, you were healing in that process, and I firmly feel, because of your looking at your chart, I firmly feel that dream time and that bringing it in, you were getting closer at that point in time. And then something must have occurred in your life to bring that back down again. Okay, so here again, I feel that is the best way, and the way that I usually see a Mars and Pisces really be successful with that. So I'm not surprised.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
You guys are awesome, by the way. I love the good energy that you guys put to it.
Okay. God bless. Keep us posted.
Thank you, my dear.
All right. God bless. All right.
Ciao.
What a nice chart, huh? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So we always get some incredible people calling in. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, I've got Mars in the 7th in Pisces, too.
Oh,
wow.
Hey.
my name
Pretty
is Steve,
awesome.
And my birthday is 9/18/56.
Fifty-six. I'm making you younger. How about that? At what time were you born?
5:35 a.m. in Cleveland, Ohio.
Really? Are you still there?
No, I'm in Cali now.
All right.
Where are you now?
California.
Where are you now, Steve? What city?
San Diego.
Oh. San Diego. Okay. Pretty neat.
And you had a question for us tonight?
Just whatever picks up.
You do have that Mars in the 7th house. You also have a Pisces moon in the 6th. So that's an interesting thing.
What's so
wow,
funny
what
after
you,
that?
What do you do for a living, honey?
I'm a manager in a call center.
Oh, great. So what do you
That's
want to know
thing.
About the most?
Just whatever pops up.
All righty then. Well, you know, in your San Diego chart, Mars is actually in your 8th house. See, well,
okay.
What our computer does is it takes a picture of the heavens in San Diego when you were born in Cleveland. And so what happens is your ascendant, of course, changes. It's at 4 Leo, 26. And your Mars and your Moon are both in the 8th house, so you're very, very psychic, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you are amazingly psychic with this chart, but you have to be so careful because you're way too compassionate. Oh, hopefully that Virgo sun saved you with a gift of discernment.
Right. I learned to detach.
Yes, but I love that Leo rising. Are you very creative?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you've got Venus that rules art and Uranus and Leo, very close to your ascendant in that first house. So I got to tell you what, I mean, are you in a relationship?
No.
Because this chart, with Uranus going direct and entrined, all that energy in your first house, this might be the time, my man.
Cool. Very cool.
Look to January for that. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree as well. Mars is going to be going over your Mercury, which your Mercury is in Libra, okay? And that's what makes you so good at what you do, is because you make a great manager. However, I do feel that you take a little bit more responsibility for things that you shouldn't, okay?
I see that too, yeah.
Okay. You sometimes play the role of victim instead of allowing somebody else to take their own burden, okay? And sometimes you have to let them take their own burden. Okay.
Right.
Just to let you know that. That Mars is passing over your Mercury, okay? And I do feel that at that point in time, you're going to take some kind of action towards a relationship. And I do feel that this is a time where I think it's a great timing for you to get out there and really look at what's available and what's out there at this point in time. I think it's perfect for you. The full moon is in close aspect to your south node, and that south node is going to really help you to go back and readdress your communication skills with others and that type of thing, more wanting that relationship at this point in time. So I agree with Aphrodite. Go out at this point in time, and I think you'll find some fun out there.
But what were you telling that lady about the Mars in Pisces in the 7th to do, the ritual? Before the
if you dream them, they will come. Okay, your seventh house is all Pisces. She had 28 degrees Aquarius, so there was a little bit more activity there. Yours is all Pisces, and it also is an intercepted house. Okay, so here again, it's encompassed. It encompasses the whole entire one. So your dream time is crucially important, is what I'm telling you. You have a tendency sometimes of overanalyzing things a little more than what you should, but you have your Venus in the 12th house, okay? And it's a focus and it's a discipline for you. If you dream them, they will come. When you go to sleep, right before you go to sleep, you should go, okay, I want to see my mate. That's what I want to see. That's what I'm dreaming about tonight. And have that focus level when you go to sleep. And that draws them in. There's no question about it with you especially. There's nothing, when I talk about going out and getting into the public and socializing, there's nothing that your action that you're going to take that's going to make that relationship work, okay? They're just going to magnetically draw into you no matter how I look at it. So you being out in the public is just making you more available for them to be drawn into you, okay? But the true core is that dream time for you. I guarantee you. I've seen it very successful with that.
But you were talking, and you said something about having something in the 12th, and I didn't quite hear what you said.
Your Venus in Leo is in your 12th house natally in your birth chart, okay?
Right.
Which the 12th house is your dream time, okay? It is, you know, Pisces is the natural ruler of that house. And so you do have, your dreams must be very vivid with activity of love and things like this and creativeness. I mean, a lot of creativity comes in your dream time. I mean, it's an interesting thing for you, I guarantee you.
Oh. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We're so happy you called in tonight. Keep us posted.
Thank you, Aphrodite.
All right, right now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What I really loved about the chart, too, is that his moon is right on that seventh house cusp.
Yeah.
Exactly opposite his ascendant. And again, that Pisces rulership of the dream time, again, we see that. Like, if his mom, when she birthed him, was looking out that window, she would have seen the moon just setting. That's pretty amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love it when I see, like, a...
And in Cleveland, it would have been beautiful, I'll tell you that. Some of the sunsets there are phenomenal.
Oh, you like Cleveland. All right, cool. Wow.
It's right on Lake Erie.
All right, are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello, good evening.
I have
talked to you guys before. I just love your show. I just love your show. I love astrology. I love your show. And
thank
I
you.
Guess you probably have... Yeah, it's one of my favorite shows on BTR, so yay.
Yay, thank you.
I am calling because I really would love, you know, I do astrology myself, but I just love, you know, we all love talking to other astrologers. I really would love to hear what you have to say about the first 3 months or so of the coming year. I'm trying to get some things off the ground here, big changes, and so far I'm not having good luck. So,
and what's your
name? I think you have my birth data in the computer. Allison, I'm sorry, I should have said that earlier. I guess I was so swept away by my enthusiasm of speaking with you.
Oh, you're so sweet. But I don't
Thank
have Aphrodite's the one that keeps the birth data. I'm just starting to try and do that. So what is
I
your
do.
Birthday?
Oh, I can do that. Okay. March 15, 1957.
11:48 a.m.
In Berkeley, California.
Berkeley.
That's right, but I know, of course, I know, I mean, it's not, you know, I didn't live there even as a child. I certainly don't live there now, so I have a
where are you living now?
Kingman, Arizona, K-I-N-G-M-A-N. But I'm trying to get out of here. So don't hold me to that too long, okay?
We won't. We wouldn't do that to you.
No, I won't do it to anyone.
You just want like a little bit of overview of like what's going on over the next 3 months. Where are you looking to relocate now?
Yeah, because my birthday is in spring, and you know I really have been striving to it's not that I'm in a bad place. It's just that this isn't the right place, and I'm really trying to get moved to a different part of Arizona, town I already know and love. I'd hope to be out of here by now, but you know the job market is just so damn sucky, and.
I'm hearing that all over the country too. It's just really, really sad.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing with your chart, Allison, too, is you know you in the Arizona chart, you know you have Jupiter transiting your first right now retrograde until March 8th, Venus in Capricorn is going to be retrograding on the 21st, and it's not going to be going into Aquarius until March 8th. So even if you move tomorrow, you're not going to be settled in until after March 8th.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, what was the second planet that you mentioned? Pluto in Capricorn?
No. Venus is in Capricorn right now, and it's going to start retrograding on the 21st.
Oh, Venus,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and so it's because Venus and Jupiter are doing this little bit of dance that's going on here.
But I still feel that it
doesn't mean you couldn't do it. It would just mean to me it's going to take you a while to get settled. You know what? You are probably looking at, you know, around your next birthday, really feeling like this is the new you and the new place. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I took a look at her solar return.
Oh, good. Go for that. Good plan.
I haven't looked at that myself. I should take a look at that as well. That's a good idea.
It puts your Jupiter, and Jupiter by that time is direct. Okay, so that's a good thing. I think it's March 7th that it goes direct. So here again, it's really a nice timing with this because it puts that Jupiter right in your fourth house of your home. Okay, and that opposition with Pluto now is in your favor, okay?
Yes.
And so I don't think you will move until after your birthday, and I do think it'll be a foundational move in a long-term place. So what it's doing at this point in time is allowing you time to really go over what you really want and don't want, okay, and really reexamine and start packing up things that, you know, you're going to want, but that you're going to, you know, that you don't need at this point in time, okay, and start to clear the energy as far as what you really want on a long-term basis with your home, because I think you're moving into a permanent place. I really after your birthday.
You know, it's kind of funny you say that in a way. I mean, ironic funny, because I am such a nomad. I live on, I don't even own a bed. I own so little. And I'm an anti-clutter Nazi. I could make a living. I'm proud to say that. So I have so little stuff that, for you know, and besides, my problem isn't holding on to stuff. I mean, my problem is, I let go of stuff all the time. And so sometimes I find myself going, damn, I really wish I hadn't have given that away because I really need that. So I have the opposite problem of most people.
Because I move with what
I can get in my car, and that's it. What I can get in my car, if I can't get into my car, it's donated. So I don't ever have to get rid of things. I have to learn to have things.
Absolutely. That's what this is a time for you to do, is to collect things that you need for that permanency. Okay? So here again, one side or the other, it's still an extreme. Okay? And again, we're trying to rebalance that out.
Right.
Okay? So you've got the rebalancing going on, and over the next few months, you really need to look at that, because that's really the issue that you're looking at that needs to be healed for this home to be wonderful for you. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I have to learn how to have things. I mean, I have to, you know, I have to get a bed. And to most people, they just think, of course you have a bed. That's not how I think about it. You know, I was homeless for a while. I had, my bed was my air mattress and my sleeping bag. You know, so I know what it is to live with let's say, extreme minimalism, you know?
Well, and here again, I'm going to tell you it's giving you the opposite effect, okay, because this this move has that opposition with Pluto. The energy is shifting 180 degrees, honey.
Right.
So you are going to learn how to accumulate things and how to settle into a home and have a permanent home.
You really
no matter how
so.
I look at this, it's a permanent home.
Really? That's after, but that's after after Jupiter goes retrograde in March. I don't know what degree. And actually,
no,
do you happen
Jupiter
to
goes direct in March.
I mean direct. I mean direct.
Right. It's at, it's your solar return. It's when the sun returns back to the same spot as when you were born, which is March 15th this year at 7:32 a.m. And so, here again, that's where it's returning to and setting the stamp for this next year. Okay, you're going to be highly intuitive and highly vibey this next year, which is great. Really follow your intuitive abilities.
Yeah, I do that. I mean, I'm a Pisces. I have three planets in Pisces, so it's pretty hard not to be living and breathing intuition in one form or another.
You're,
you know,
you're really going to be involved in a new kind of light working kind of center too, and using a lot of your healing gifts, I think. And I think that that's going to be really wonderful for you. So you're going to have a little bit more of a sense of community. You know, not that you, and you won't have to sacrifice your independence for that, but you'll have much more of that kind of community with people that are coming from a place of the balance that you seek, that Jacqueline was talking about. So I see this as being really wonderful for you.
Well, maybe I'll meet somebody in the community who will sell me a really good bed.
There you go.
All right. Thank you so much. Please mute me so I can continue to listen. Thank you so much,
All
both
right.
of you. And Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy
Merry
New
Christmas.
Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you so, so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. She's pretty awesome, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a dynamic personality.
I love it.
I love
right,
the Pisces energy.
Oh, I do, too. I do, too. I mean, I tell you what. The Pisces energy right now, for some reason, I'm running into more and more of them. And I think it's just because Neptune's there. That's the only thing I can figure. You know? It hasn't been there in 165 years. But it seems like over the last year or so, I've been meeting more and more Pisces that are just really doing their thing. It's so exciting.
Oh, it is. There, you know, and here again, Neptune being the planet for it really gives them an empowerment and really gives them more strength at this point in time. So I think, you know, they're usually behind the scenes, and now they're being put more in the front line. So, you know.
Front and center.
I think that's why.
I like it. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Yes. My name is Kimberly. And,
hi, Kimberly.
How are you? I just want to know what... oh, my birthday is November 5th, 1970.
And what time were you born?
7:05 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Talladega. That's T-A-L-L-A-D-E-G-A.
And what state?
Alabama. Alabama.
Alabama. Okay.
Now, do you still live there?
No, I live in a place called Tucker, Georgia now.
Temple?
No, Tucker. T-U-C-K-E-R, Georgia.
Okay, got it.
Any other question for us tonight?
Yeah, I just want to know, you know, anything, is there anything big coming up in 2014 for me?
This is an interesting time in your life because Saturn is passing over your Sun, your Jupiter, your Mercury, your Venus, and your Neptune.
Wow!
You're a pretty intense Scorpio is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And Saturn right now, you know, and Capricorns don't necessarily like me saying this, but it is true about the Saturn energy is that it's really tempered. It's really a disciplined situation to where it rules timing and it slows things down for you. So, you know, there's a lot of restrictions at this point in time as far as how quickly things shift and change in your life. So
okay.
Know that things are moving in a slow pattern, okay?
Okay.
But, okay, the advantage of all of this is that Jupiter that we've been talking about in Cancer
mm-hmm.
is trining the majority of those planets, okay? And so I do feel in March when it goes direct, you're going to feel a great deal of freedom, okay, to be able to express yourself a lot better, especially with your work and your creative attributes. So I think next year is a better year for you because Saturn gets out of your way and goes into Sagittarius, and I also think that Jupiter is going to help you starting March. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think she's good to go. I think she's going to start teaching what she's already learned. I think that she is going to make a big difference in 2014. I like Saturn moving through her sixth house in Georgia because she's going to have that opportunity to lead, and she leads well with this kind of a chart. Now, she's got the tactician energy of Mars and Uranus and Libra, and she's got that depth of the Scorpio where she can really grasp things and understand people's motives, and also their underlying desires in a very profound way. What do you do for work right now, Kimberly?
Right now I teach.
Because the teacher energy is all about Saturn, and I feel it's even more profound. And I think that people are going to follow your lead just by who you are this year. And as Jacqueline pointed out, Jupiter kissing all these planets and forming these beautiful trines, and Saturn there. I have to tell you, you are an employer's dream.
Okay.
So make them come up with the cash, honey. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you're doing great here. Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not.
Well, it's a little tough right now, and I want to tell you why. Pluto's in Capricorn in your seventh house of marriage and close personal relationships, and it's squaring your Mars and Uranus. So you're probably looking for something stable, because that's what's in the heavens above you. But at the same time, even though the things that are stable sometimes, they tend to take away your power and your peace a little bit. So I would make it very selective. Mars is in Libra now, so you're going through your Mars return over the next couple of weeks. So a couple of interesting opportunities could show up, but take your time. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Are you a chatterbox?
Yeah, when it's a topic that I like, yes.
You can talk the ears off a mule when you watch a girl.
Yep.
I love you.
I agree.
You know,
totally.
That's why you need communication in your relationships. You're very, very independent with that Aquarian moon, and I think that only that men that can appreciate that are worthy of you.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm. But I think you're entering an interesting cycle. Now, the weird thing about Venus is Venus is normally in a sign for about 6 weeks, and it moves on to the next sign. It's in Capricorn now. It's not going to do that this year. It's going to retrograde in Capricorn, and it's actually going to appear to be moving backwards, and it's going to turn around and appear to be moving forwards. So the energy is kind of on hold. But in the first week of March, it goes into Aquarius, which is all about your independence. So because of that, I'm just going to really encourage you to deal with the responsibilities of people that you care about. But in March, really launch yourself to create some new relationships with people and a new social life. You need one.
Yes, I agree.
Yes,
I do.
Okay. Well, we're so glad you called in tonight.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you both.
All right. God bless. All right. Goodbye.
God bless you. Bye.
I tell you what, pretty phenomenal people with a lot of gifts calling in tonight.
Yes, they are. That's a pretty intense energy, all that Scorpion energy.
Yes. Now, there's a phone beeping. Is your phone about to die?
It is not mine.
Then it's got to be mine. So if you lose me, continue.
I'll try.
Okay. All right. Who's been on hold the longest here? Somebody that's been waiting for almost 45 minutes. Let's grab them now.
Okay.
Again. There we go. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Good evening, Aphrodite, or I don't know how to say it right. My name is Deanna. Aphrodite. I spoke to you several months ago,
okay. And
you liked my chart. I was born November 8, 1949, and if you have it all.
And what time were you born?
I was born at 2:10 in the morning.
And what city were you born in?
Buenos Aires, Argentina. And I share a couple things with your first caller. I'm an interpreter, translator by trade or profession. And I also have Venus in Capricorn. And I'm going through a really big upheaval. And I know Saturn is going through my Scorpio everything.
Yeah. It's right in between your Mercury and your Sun.
And my Mercury is in Scorpio, right?
Absolutely.
I don't know much about astrology. I just know a little superficial.
Diana, where do you live now?
In Miami.
Okay.
Wow. And it's been going right into, this Saturn's been hitting right on your Sun. It's at least now moving past. When it was retrograde, it was probably a little bit more intense than it is now. It's been
and
directly.
And it started in 2008 was when it started, just like with your other caller.
Okay, all right.
But I'm facing a really difficult week, and I was wondering, what do you interpret? Sounds ominous.
Well, whatever you're doing this week is going to end up going into delay.
Oh,
and
thank you.
There's going to be a lot of rules, regulations, specifications. There's going to be things that are going to block, things going down the way that others anticipate, I want to say. And
thank you.
Because Venus is retrograding right on top of your Jupiter, honey. And so because of that, things are going to go into delay. Now, there is going to be a woman who's going to be very important to talk to this week for you. And that's
right.
Because the Sun is going to be passing over Venus in your fifth. So this person could be a gift. And I think that this is going to help you to work through the situation more effectively.
Could that be tomorrow? I have an appointment tomorrow.
It's fairly close. It's not a conjunction, but I still feel that maybe you will meet with a person tomorrow, but then you will meet with them maybe again towards the end of the week or reconnect, okay? Because it seems like it's a few days away. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, it is within orb, just barely within orb, but it
right,
is within
yeah.
orb.
Yeah.
And, you know, you do have that Gemini moon as well. And
right.
So I do feel, and my concern is for you to really just be yourself, okay, and be more relaxed with the circumstances, because here again, I do feel that you're going to feel more intense energy than what, again, it's all being tempered. Like she was talking about with the Venus going retrograde and with the Sun passing over your Venus, okay, both of those are going to, you know, the slow process, which, you know, I understand you're a Scorpio Sun with a Mercury in Scorpio and you like to move things a little quicker, but it's the slow process of this. So don't take this week, and that's what you kind of got to look at, is don't take the intensity of this week as being as intense as what it is, okay? Kind of play with it and go, I know it's there, but I know that this is going to happen in the long term. So I'll just relax and know that I just need to do the right thing now of what is right for the situation and let it sit, that I'm not going to get the response immediately and I'm not going to get the result that I want out of it immediately. And I think you'll find some great results in the springtime that manifest out of this time period for you.
So you don't see it as a cataclysm?
No, and what I do think is that there's certain people you're going to meet with, they're not really your enemies, but they are against you right now, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And so for, because of that reason, you need to tell them what they expect you to say. In other words, nothing major is going to go down in a material way right now, so you need to respond in a way where you are in control. The most important thing about Scorpio, because they have a ruler that's both a planet of event and a planet of process, the important thing for you to do is to read them. Read them and know how you can take the high road for right now, because nothing's really going to happen yet anyway. Don't stir the cauldron is what I'm trying to tell you. Don't stir the cauldron.
Okay.
Okay, just be, stay in your place, control you in the situation. Don't allow yourself to get into that fear space. Know there's a strategy that will work out with this woman's help, and things will work out much better than you right now can envision.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful that your phone did not disconnect as well.
I know. I'm still here. We're getting ready to sign off, so I get to charge it after this. I've been on the phone all afternoon. Well, God bless you. Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Aphrodite and Jacqueline, and merry whatever you celebrate, and Happy New Year.
Oh, God bless you,
you as
too.
Well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for
bye-bye.
Taking my call. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. We're at the top of the hour again, Jacqueline.
It comes so quickly every time.
I know. Well, you know, we have so much fun. I don't know what just happened.
Well, that was interesting.
Wow.
You never know.
Well, why don't we tell people where they can find us?
Well, every Friday they can find me at Spark of Divine in Vero Beach, Florida. And it's
I
a
love
wonderful...
them. I love them.
Oh, they are. Beth is awesome, and she's just grown and expanded, and just they're doing so many different venues there just to enhance the spirituality and love. It's just great. And so I just love working with her. So I'm there every Friday. And just as a footnote, I'm going to be starting at the beginning of the year doing astrology classes there and in Stuart. So it'll be exciting. And every Saturday and Sunday I'm at the B&A Flea Market in Stuart. And if anybody would like to get a hold of me, because I do work worldwide, I have clients worldwide that I work with. So if you want to get a hold of me, you can call me at 772-286-2720. And how about you, Aphrodite? How can they get a hold of you?
Well, I read out of the Lifestream Center here, which is similar to Spark of the Divine, because they have many healers there, many gifted intuitives that come in. So I do my readings there. I'm also this place called A Little Bit Hippie. It's this little hippie shop. I do little mini readings on Friday for people that just have like a couple questions, kind of like the way we do our show. And they love it. And it's so much fun. They're all geared up for Christmas.
It's a great thing.
Of course, I do phone readings 24/7. I can usually make the appointment when you need it. I know Jacqueline does the same. I can be reached at 540-400-0110. Jack and I both record our readings for you. We do the research before you set the appointment. Normally, we look over the chart, so we have a really good idea of how to help you. And we really enjoy being there for you on Blog Talk Radio, giving something free to the public to show our services and to stimulate you to develop your own gifts is what we're all about. Right, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. Everybody growing and learning and enjoying the beauty of living on this earth at this time.
Exactly. You're here for a reason, and we're here
absolutely.
To help. Absolutely. And we learn from you every day. You have a
have
splendid
a good
night,
week.
Everyone out there. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.